感谢赞美主，我们将时间交给温国华弟兄。
弟兄姐妹，还有亲爱的朋友们，平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters in France.
感谢主，这是非常美好的一首诗歌。
This is a lovely song.
神向着我们的心意是何等的慈爱。
His will to us is so kind.
他不仅叫耶稣成为我们的生命。
Not only Jesus is our life.
他还要从我们这些这样卑微的人身上来活出主耶稣的自己。
Through our lowly lives that he will reveal himself.
刚刚大宝弟兄也交通到今年我们从夏令会主所说的话得着何等的祝福和激励。
Our brother has shared the encouragement that he has received in the summer conference.
早上我也接续夏令会的负担，要继续和弟兄姐妹来交通关于生命侍奉的事。
This morning I threw the burden in the conference that I will continue to share the service.
那我们打开圣经，我们一同先读几处的经文。
Let's open the Bible and read some verses.
我们先翻到出埃及记。
Turn to Exodus.
出埃及记第八章。
Chapter 8.
我们读第一节。
Verse 1.
出埃及记第八章第一节，耶和华吩咐摩西说：“你进去见法老，对他说：耶和华这样说：容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。”
And the Lord spoke to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, Let my people go, that they may serve me.
请我们再翻到新约罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans chapter.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们要读第一、第二两节。
Verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you, brethren, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们再读第五节。
Verse 5.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So we being many are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
好，请我们再翻到同样在罗马书第八章。
In Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章，我们读第五、第六两节。
We'll read verse 5 and 6.
罗马书第八章第五节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
最后我们要读加拉太书。
Lastly, turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们读二十四、二十五两节。
Verse 24 and 25.
加拉太书第五章第二十四节，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
我们再一起低头，一起祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
当我们早晨在你饼杯面前围绕的时候，
This morning when we surround your table,
我们再一次被你舍命的大爱来激励。
We are encouraged by your self-giving life.
愿这样的爱一直激励着我们。
May this love encourage us.
叫我们来到你话语面前的时候。
When we come before your words,
主啊，我们能够听见早晨你要对我们说的话。
So we can hear the words that you want to speak to us.
愿这些话不突然返回。
May these words will not return.
能够在我们听见的人心中成就你所喜悦的旨意。
For those who have heard that you will accomplish your work.
我们仰望你的恩典与你的同在。
We look to your mercy and your presence.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.今年夏令会主借着王伯希弟兄，他借着立位人和我们交通了关于生命与侍奉的事。
This summer conference, Brother Wen has shared to us the life and service.
我们再次被主提醒，每一个重生得救的基督徒都应当侍奉神。
We are reminded that every saved Christians should serve God.
生命与侍奉是不能分开的。
Life and service cannot be separated.
因为生命是侍奉的根基。
Life is the foundation of service.
而侍奉呢，就把这个生命给发表出来。
Service is the manifestation of this life.
就着生命而言，神是生命的源头。
God is the source of the life.
如果没有神，就没有生命。
If there's no God, there's no life.
而侍奉呢，乃是要把这个神的生命发表出来。
And service is to manifest this life.
这个侍奉呢，也是要叫神能够得着荣耀。
And this service is to glorify God.
侍奉乃是神应当得着的特权。
Service is the special, privilege that God should receive.
因为在全宇宙间，只有神他配得人的侍奉。
Only God is worthy to be served by man.
然而，唯有有神生命的人才能够来侍奉神。
Only those who have the life of God can serve God.
神把他自己的生命赐给了人。
God has given His life to us.
就是要借着人的侍奉，把神的生命发表出来。
Through our service, we'll manifest His life.
因此我们基督徒的侍奉乃是一个生命的侍奉。
So the service of Christian is the service of life.
我们何等的感谢神。
We thank God.
我们知道起初神造人的时候，神的心意就是要叫人来侍奉他。
In the beginning, when God created man, His will is for man to serve Him.
所以在创世纪一开头，圣经就告诉我们，神乃是按着他的形象造了人。
So in the Genesis, God told us that He created man according to His image.
这个形象不是一个外面的样子，乃是一个生命里头的一个形象。
This image is not the outer appearance, but it's the inner life.
所以我们记得的话，当神用地上的尘土造了人之后，
When God used the dust on the Earth created man,
神就把他的气息，就是那个生命的气息，吹进这个用尘土所造的人里头。
So God breathed the into the nostrils of man.
圣经告诉我们，这个泥土所造的人呢，就成了怎么样有灵的活人。
This man become the that has life.
因为这样的人呢，他有神生命的形象在里头。
So this man has the image of God in him.
所以呢，神接着呢就来。托付人呢，来替他管理神所造的万物。
So God told the man to govern the earth for him.
神也叫人呢来治理大地。
So man will maintain the earth.
同时呢，神把他所造的人呢放在伊甸园里头呢，叫人来看守、来修理。
So God placed the man in the Garden of Eden to manage him.
不仅如此，神还要人怎么样？生养众多。
Also, God wants them to be fruitful and multiply.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
神不仅要得着一个人的侍奉。
Not only God wants to obtain the service of man.
神要得着许多人的侍奉。
God wants to be served by multiple.
因为在这个宇宙当中，在全宇宙里头，只有这位创造万有的神配得侍奉。
In this whole universe, only this God is worthy to be served.
很可惜，我们看见神造人之后不久，人就犯罪堕落了。
Unfortunately, we see that after the creation, man has fallen.
但神并没有放弃他的心意。
But God did not give up His will.
所以我们看见，在整个旧约的历史当中，我们看见神他就一次又一次的来救赎人。
We see that in the history of the Old Testament, God has saved man many times.
神救赎人的心意是什么呢？就是要恢复人对神的侍奉。
What is His will? His will is to recover the service of man.
我们刚才读到出埃及记第八章
in Exodus chapter 8,
我们看见当以色列百姓他们在埃及成了为奴的一般人
we see that Israelites were slaves in the Egypt.
他们就向神呼求
they called up to God.
我们看见神就借着他的仆人摩西要去把神的百姓以色列人从埃及为奴之地拯救出来。
Through Moses, God will save the Israelites out of Egypt.
拯救出来做什么呢
？Well, what to do?
耶和华神亲自说，乃是为了侍奉我。
God said to serve Him.
我们感谢主，到了新约。
So to the New Testament.
圣经给我们看见神是如何借着他的爱子耶稣基督，把我们从撒旦的国度里头拯救出来。
Through Jesus Christ, God saved us from the Satan's rights.
神把我们从撒旦权势里面拯救出来，就把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
And transfer us into the kingdom of His beloved Son.
做什么呢
？To do what?
我们看见神借着把他的生命赐给相信耶稣基督的人。
He gave His life into those who believed in Him.
叫我们能够成为新约的祭司利未人来侍奉神
so that we can be the priests and Levites in the New Testament to serve God
弟兄姐妹今天我们能够侍奉神这是神何等的恩典
today we can serve God is such a grace from God
这是神对我们极大的一个抬举
this is a great favor from him
我们因着有了神的生命
because we have his life
我们才配得侍奉这位至高荣耀的神。
We are worthy to serve this supreme God.
愿我们早晨在我们当中的每一位
，May all the, every one of us，
我们都能够因着相信神的儿子耶稣基督，得着神所赐给我们的生命。
We can all, may we all believe that we can receive the life of Jesus Christ.
叫我们能够有这样的一个权利，能够来侍奉永生的神。
So we have this right to serve him.
在几周前，我和姐妹我们一同去看望一位癌末的一个姐妹。
Several weeks ago, me and my wife visited a sister. She has cancer in the last stage.
我们去看望她的时候，那是医生刚刚宣布放弃所有的治疗。
When we went to visit her, the doctor had given up the treatment.
这位姐妹呢，在过去以往许多的年日当中，在聚会里头一直有服事。
In the past years that she has served in the church,
许多的弟兄姐妹都从我们姐妹的服事当中得着了帮助。
Many brothers and sisters had received help from her.
当我们去看望姐妹和姐妹交通当中
，When we fellowship with her.
我们感受到主的恩典实在是够我们姐妹用的。
We felt the grace of our Lord is sufficient to her.
姐妹的病情虽然越来越严重
，Even the illness had been severe.
但是姐妹里头的平安却越来越真实。
But the peace in her is becoming more real.
姐妹她将自己完全交在神的手里。
She had committed herself into the Lord's hand.
无论神还要把她留在世上
，No matter the Lord kept her on earth，
或是神要接她回天家
，Or the Lord will receive her into heavenly home，
姐妹她都已经预备好了
She is ready.
后来当我们在看望姐妹结束的时候，我们就一起有些祷告。
At the end, we pray with her.
在我们祷告的时候，圣灵就把一首诗歌放在我的里面。
While we pray, the Holy Spirit gave me a hymn.
就是活着为耶稣。
Living for Jesus.
我们就和姐妹一同唱了这首诗歌的第一段。
We sing with her the first stanza.
感谢神，姐妹和我们都能够不用看就能够从心里头向主唱这样的一首诗歌。
Thank the Lord, we have memorized the words that we can sing to the Lord.
唱完以后，我就和姐妹分享。
I share with her.
无论今天神还把我们留在地上有多少的年日。
No matter how long the Lord kept us on this earth.
愿我们的每一天都能够好好的来为主而活。
May we live for the Lord in every day.
在一切的事上来单单求他的喜悦。
On all matter, we will please the Lord.
虽然我们的姐妹不能够再像从前在厨房里面来服侍。
Maybe our sister cannot serve in the kitchen.
虽然我们姐妹不能够在孩童们中间来唱诗来教导他们。
Or she may not sing and praise with the children.
但是只要神还留我们姐妹在地上有一天的生命气息。
As long as the Lord kept her on earth,
我们姐妹仍然能够侍奉神。
Our sister still can serve the Lord.
她能够借着祷告来侍奉神。
Through the prayer, she can serve God.
为神的教会祷告。
She can pray for the church.
为弟兄姐妹祷告。
And pray for the brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这是今天主所给我们的恩典。
Thank the Lord, this is God's grace.
早晨我也愿意和弟兄姐妹们一同的来勉励。
This morning I will encourage every one of us.
愿我们也能够在珍惜我们在世的每一个日子。
We will treasure every day on earth.
我们好好的来侍奉我们的神。
We will serve the Lord well.
当我们一般人想到侍奉，我们就会想到做事情。
Most of us think of service as doing things.
比方说爱宴的服侍，
maybe serving the kitchen,
或是教主日学，
or teach Sunday school,
或是我们带领唱诗，
or lead a hymn,
或是带查经传福音，
or lead a study of the Bible.
这是我们很自然的想法。
This is our natural way of thinking.
然而罗马书十二章第一节告诉我们。
But Romans chapter 12 verse 1 tells us,
将身体献上当作活祭，这是神喜悦的服事，这是理所当然的服事。
You present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
因为真正的侍奉还不在乎做事情。
A true service doesn't matter what you do.
真正的侍奉乃是侍奉神的旨意。
A true service is to serve the will of God.
不错，当我们在侍奉当中，我们会有时候会需要做一些具体的事情。
Maybe in service, sometimes we need to do some things.
但是那不是侍奉的重点。
But that is not the key of service.
侍奉的重点乃是在于侍奉神的旨意。
The key of service is to serve God's will.
世上的人所注重的，常常是这个事情呢，能不能做好。
The people of the world think of whether this thing can be done well.
这事情能不能把它做完？
We can finish the things or not.
对于呢做这些事情的人呢，他究竟是怎么样的情形呢？世人不是那么看重。
The worldly thinking doesn't matter who does this matter.
但神不一样。
But God is different.
神所更看重的是我们这些侍奉的人。
But God pay attention to those who serve.
就是我们这些侍奉的人是不是遵行神的旨意。
Those who serve, whether they perform the will of God.
主耶稣在马太福音第七章，他曾这么说。
Jesus said in the God Matthew.
他说凡对马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
主说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行天父旨意的才能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
这里主说到的乃是说，称呼主啊、主啊的人不能都进。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom.
不是说都不能进。
Not everyone.
也不是说都能进。
Not everyone can enter, nor.
主说唯有遵行我天父旨意的才能进去。
Only those who follow the will of God, my Father, can enter into heaven.
在这里呢，主的意思是说，有一些的人呢，他们在那里做事。
The Lord says that some people are performing the matter.
他们在做事，在服事当中呢，他们也口里也称呼主啊、主啊的。
In service, they are calling the Lord, Lord, Lord.
但是呢，这样的人呢，他们却不一定能够进天国。
These may not enter into the kingdom.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们只注重做事，却不遵行天父的旨意。
They only emphasize in doing things.But not emphasizing on performing the will of God.
另外还有一些人，他们也侍奉神。
Some are serving the Lord.
他们虽然也做事情，口里也称呼主啊主啊。
They do the matter and also calling the Lord Lord.
但这些人呢，主说他们可以进天国。
The Lord says these can go into the heaven.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们所做的事乃是天父的旨意。
Because what they have done is the will of God.
主进一步的说这件事情。
The Lord continued to say.
好，到那日必有许多的人对我说。
Many will say to me in that day.
主啊，我们曾奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多的异能。
Lord, we have not prophesied in your name.Cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name.
我们看见这些人所做的都是好事。
We see all these are good matters that these people have done.
因为我们看见他们奉主的名传道的时候呢，很可能那些人啊听了以后呢，也真的相信接受耶稣了。
In the Lord's name, they were spreading the gospel, and those who had received the Lord.
当他们奉主的名赶鬼呢，也可能真的把鬼赶出去了。
When they cast out demons, the demons had left.
当他们奉主的名给人医病的时候呢，病真的医好了。
In the Lord's name, they heal the sick.
那姐妹，如果我们看见这些事发生在我们中间，我们可能都高兴得不得了。
If these matters happen among us, we will be very happy.
但是主怎么说呢？
What did the Lord say?
主说，我从来不认识你们。
The Lord said, I never knew you.
你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
这里主说的不认识呢，原文的意思也可以说是不称许。
The original meaning may mean that the Lord does not praise these people.
我们看见主不但不称许做这些事情的人，主甚至说他们是作恶的人。
The Lord even says these people practice lawlessness.
因为他们是照着自己的意思。而不是照着神的意思做这些事。
Because they do the matters according to their will, not the will of God.
因此我们要谨慎。
We need to be careful.
不照神旨意，只照自己的意思的侍奉，乃是作恶。
If we serve according to our will, not the will of God, we are doing lawlessness.
那什么样才是真实的侍奉呢？
What is the true service?
真实的侍奉乃是遵行神的旨意。
The true service is to do the will of God.
真实的侍奉呢，不是为神做工，而是与神同工。
The true service is not to do the work of God, but work with God.
换句话说，真实的侍奉乃是做神所要我们做的事。
In other words, true service is to do the work that the Lord wants us to do.
这个为神做工和与神同工呢，听起来差不多，但其实呢是非常不同的。
Sounds about the same to work with God or to work the work of God.
我就借着我自己一个失败的例子和弟兄姐妹分享，帮助弟兄姐妹能够有更清楚的认识。
I want to share an example of my failure too, so that you can understand what I'm talking about.
对。在我差不多受浸归主七年之后，差不多七年左右。
About 7 years after I was baptized.
因着主爱在里面的激励。
Because the Lord's love encouraged me.
那我侍奉主的心愿就越来越增强。
The heart to serve God has increased.
甚至到一个地步呢，我就有一个想法。
To the point that I want to think.
我就想带着我的全家，那时候我有四个孩子哈，但想带着我的全家呢，一起到中国去传福音。
At that time, I have four kids. I would take my whole family to China and spread the gospel.
当我有了这样的想法，我就越想越想呢，心里面就越来越有负担。
The more I think about it, the more burden I have.
那我也就开始有一些计划和一些行动。
So I have plan and actions.
但是在那个时候，神就适时的介入，并且打断我的计划。
At that time, God had disrupted my plan and stopped me.
圣灵在我的里面来光照我。
The Holy Spirit enlightened me.
让我看见到，让我认识了。这个为神做工和与神同工的不同。
He allowed me to see what's the difference between working with God versus working the work of God.
虽然我侍奉神的心愿是好的。
Even though my will to serve God is good.
我甚至愿意为着侍奉神做出一些牺牲。
Even I was willing to sacrifice to serve God.
然而神却让我看见真实讨他喜悦的侍奉。不是为他做工，乃是要与他同工。
But God allowed me to see the true service is to work with God.
真正讨神喜悦的侍奉，乃是遵行神的旨意。
The true acceptable service is to work in the will of God.
感谢主，在当时神也借着身边的几位年长弟兄们也来在这件事上来帮助我。
Through several elderly brothers to help me.
所以呢，我在那时候呢就没有去中国了，就继续留在休斯顿服事。
So I continued staying in Houston. I didn't go to China.
因此，我们看见，我们若要有照着神旨意的侍奉
，If we are to serve in the will of God,
我们要有讨神喜悦的侍奉
，to have a service acceptable to God,
我们就必须要先能够知道。到底神的旨意是什么
？We have to know what is the will of God.
当我们知道了神的旨意
，After we know the will of God,
我们才能够来与神同工
，Then we can work with God.
才能够照着神的旨意来侍奉神
，So we can serve according to the will of God.
所以在罗马书第十二章的经文就告诉我们
，In chapter 12 of Romans tells us,
将身体献上当作活祭。
To offer yourself a living sacrifice.
他说这样子的话呢，我们才能够心意更新而变化。
Then our mind can be renewed and transformed.
叫我们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
You may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
因此，我们能够照着神所喜悦的旨意来侍奉他。
So we can serve Him according to His acceptable will of God.
所以这里特别给我们看见奉献的基础乃是要将自己当作活祭来献给神。
So the foundation we see that we need to offer our body to Christ.
献上身体当作活祭，它的意思乃是讲到一个主权的转移。
To offer ourselves as a living sacrifice means to transfer the sovereignty.
在罗马书这里，保罗乃是以旧约献祭作为例子。
In chapter 12, Paul shows the examples.
当以色列人他们要献祭给神的时候
，When the Israelites to offer up to God，
无论他们所献的是牛或羊或是鸽子
，No matter what they offer is ox, ram or pigeon，
无论他们所献的这些祭呢，是要作为燔祭、平安祭或者赎罪祭。
No matter is it for burning offering, peace offering, or sin offerings.
在这些祭物还没有奉献之前
，Before these animals were offered，
这个主人哈，他有完全的主权在祭物的身上。
The master has the complete sovereignty on the animal.
也就是说呢，他要怎么样安排这只牛、这只羊、这只鸽子呢？他有他的主权。
Whatever he arranged for the animals, he has the sovereignty.
但是当他把这个 牲畜奉献给神之后，
After he had offered the animals to God，
我们看见神在这个祭牲的身上就有了完全的主权。
We see God has the absolute sovereignty over this animal。
所以当我们读利未记的时候，
When we read Book of Leviticus，
我们看见神就指示祭司和利未人当如何的来处理这些的祭牲。
We see God tells the priests how to what to do with the animal。
基本上这些牛羊鸽子呢，都要杀在耶和华会幕的前面。
All these animals need to be slain before the Lord。
他们的血都要留在祭坛那里。
Their blood should be shed before the altar。
我们看见这是当人把祭牲献给神之后呢，这个主权就转移给神。
We see after man offered up the animals to God, the sovereignty had transferred to God.
保罗就是用这样的一个图画呢，来告诉我们。
Through the picture, Paul tells us.
他说他以神的慈悲来劝我们。
He said, "I beseech you, brethren."
将身体献上，当作活祭。
Offer your body as living sacrifice.
好，这是神所喜悦的侍奉。
This is the pleasing service to God.
他说这是我们基督徒理所当然的侍奉。
This is the reasonable service for all Christians.
所以你们在这里应该发现有一个不同。
You should discover one difference.
在旧约的时候，当人献祭给神的时候呢，是要把这个祭牲给杀了。
In the Old Testament, when man offered the sacrifices,
然后呢，这祭牲就照着神的意思呢，在那里被处理。
The animal is dealt with by according to God's will.
但在新约的时候，
But in the New Testament,
保罗说我们要将我们的身体献给神。
Paul says we need to present our body as living sacrifice.
他说这不再是一个死的祭。
This is not a dead sacrifice.
他说是一个活祭。
But a living sacrifice.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
当然，我想我们很容易明白。
It's very easy to understand.
今天神所要得着我们所献的祭。
Today, God wants to obtain all the sacrifice, all the offerings that we put up.
不是等到我们死了以后。
It's not till we are dead.
而是在我们还活着的时候。
But when we are still living.
虽然我们还活在世上。
Today we still live on earth.
但我们却像献给神的祭物一样。
But we are just like the sacrifice offered up to God.
这个主权不再是在我们自己的手中。
The sovereignty is no longer in our hands.
我们身体的主权借着我们献为活祭就转移在神的手中。
The sovereignty of our body through this presentation to God has transferred to God.
这就成了我们侍奉神的根基。
This is the foundation of our service.
乃是把我们的身体当作活祭献给神。
It's to present our body as a living sacrifice.
让我们的侍奉呢，乃是为了遵行神的旨意。
So our service is to walk in the will of God.
希伯来书第十章那里给我们看见主耶稣是我们最好的榜样。
In Hebrews chapter 10, Jesus is our perfect example.
在那里，圣经告诉我们说，基督来到世上的时候，就说：“神啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。”
When Jesus came to earth, sacrifice and offering you did not desire.
你曾为我预备了身体。
But a body you have prepared for me.
神所赐给主耶稣的这个身体，就是为了让我们的主在地上的生活的时候，他可以献给神，当作活祭献给神。
The body that God has given Jesus is for Jesus to offer himself as a living sacrifice on earth.
叫我们主在地上的一生是照着神的旨意而行。
So the life of Jesus is to walk according to the will of God.
主耶稣在世的日子，
the earth of the life of Jesus.
他一直是过着一个奉献的生活。
He had lived a sacrificial life.
主耶稣的一生乃是一个活祭的人生。
All his life is a living sacrifice life.
无论是在他公开出来公开侍奉之前或是之后。
No matter is before or after he publicly served.
他一直都是照着天父的旨意而行。
He was walking in the will of God.
因此，当我们的主来到约旦河受施洗约翰的洗的时候
，When he was baptized at the river Jordan，
天就为他开了。
The heaven opened up.
天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
The voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased."
所以我们看见，在我们的主还没有公开侍奉之前
，So before he was publicly serving,
他隐藏了三十年的时间。
He was hidden 30 years.
那三十年做什么呢？
What was he doing?
我们看见他成为木匠的儿子。
He was the son of a carpenter.
他成为弟兄姐妹的兄长。
He was the brother of all brothers and sisters.
他在拿撒勒那里被人藐视。
He was despised.
就连他自己的弟兄都不相信他。
Even his own brothers did not believe him.
然而我们看见我们的主存心顺服。
We see that our Lord has obeyed.
他顺服他的父母亲。
Obey his parents.
他有爱他的兄弟姐妹。
He loved his brothers and sisters.
他默默地在那里来遵行天父的旨意。
He was walking in the will of God.
所以当他在约旦河受浸的时候。
So when he was baptized at the river Jordan.
天上的父神为他做见证。
The heavenly father testified for him.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
不仅在生命里头，他是父神的喜悦。
Not only in life, he pleases me.
我们看见在他隐藏的三十年生活当中
，in a hidden life of 30 years.
因着他一直遵行父神的旨意
，because he continuously walked in the will of God.
所以天上的父说，这是我所喜悦的。
So the heavenly father says, he is whom I well pleased.
当然，我们看见当我们的主。开始出来公开服事之后
，When our Lord come to serve publicly，
他仍然一直按着神的旨意来侍奉。
He still walking the will of God。
他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
He obeyed to the point of death and died on the cross。
所以我们看见我们主在地上就为我们做了那最美好、最完全的榜样。
He become the perfect examples on earth。
他来了。乃是要遵行父的旨意。
He came to walk in the will of God.
这是讨神喜悦的一个侍奉。
This is the service that pleases God.
弟兄姐妹，在这里我们看见，我们也需要借着奉献作为活祭。
We need to know that we do become a living sacrifice.
把我们自己献给神。
Offer ourselves.
这样我们才能够心意更新而变化。
So that our mind can be renewed and transformed.
我们才能够明白神那善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So that we may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
叫我们的侍奉是照着神的旨意。
So that our service is according to the will of God.
叫我们的侍奉是能够讨神的喜悦。
Our service is acceptable to Him.
不然的话，我们若没有将身体献上当作活祭。
Otherwise, we did not present our body as living sacrifice.
我们虽然是得救了
，even though we are saved.
我们虽然是得着了神的生命在我们里头
，we have received His life into us.
但是我们的心思却很可能和从前是一样的
，but our mind may still be just like before.
我们还是根据世界的想法
，according to the way of the world.
我们还是按着世界的做法来侍奉神。
Doing the to serve God according to the word the way of the world.
这样我们的侍奉就不能够讨神的喜悦。
Our service cannot please the Lord.
所以一个没有奉献的基督徒，他的侍奉很可能就是照着世界的样式。
For one that did not offer themselves, their service is just like serving in the world.
比方说我们在教养儿女的事情上。
For example, teaching our children.
我们就常常会出现这样的一个。世界模样的一个情形。
We can model according to the world.
比方说哈，我想我们很多时候做父母亲之后，我们就发现这个夫妻之间的冲突矛盾特别多。
After we become parents, there are arguments among.
为什么呢
？Why？
就是在教养儿女的事情上面呢，怎么样看法想法不同。
We have different opinions on how to raise the kids.
你有你的看法，我有我的想法。
I have my ways, you have your thinking.
为什么这个父亲和母亲呢，会在教养儿女的事情上面有这么多的不同呢
？Why are there differences on the matter of raising the children?
就是因为我们没有把自己当作活祭奉献给神。
It's all because we did not present ourselves as living sacrifice.
就是因为我们的心意没有更新变化。
Because our minds has not renewed and transformed.
所以我们就根据从前我们自己的父母亲啊，怎么教养我们，我们今天也照样的教养我们的儿女。
So however our parents taught us, we will raise our kids accordingly.
因为这是根据我们的经验。
This is according to our experiences.
这也是根据我们自己所观察的。
It's also what we have observed.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们想想看看我们自己现在哈。
When we look at ourselves,
哎，也挺好的。
It's good.
所以呢，我们就觉得，哎呀，我们父母亲从前对我们的教养啊，管教呢，哎，是有效的。
So whatever our parents taught us is It's good.
所以我们很自然的 就照着从前父母亲怎么教养我们，今天我们就教养我们的孩子。
So naturally, we will teach our kids according to our parents.
那我们知道这个夫妻两个人啊是从不同的家庭而来的。
We know two are from different families.
所以你有你过去的经验，我有我过去的经验。
You have your past experiences, and I have mine.
所以我们发现啊，我们的这个想法看法就不同。
So we discover our thinking is different.
这也是为什么今天家庭当中啊出现许多问题的一个原因。
That's why there are so many problems among families.
这样的问题怎么办呢？
What should we do?
是不是你听我的？
Do you listen to me?
还是说我听你的？
Or I listen to you?
还是说这次我听你的，下次你听我的？
Or this time you listen to me, next time you listen, I listen to you.
有没有不是这样子？
No.
我们乃是需要心意更新而变化。
We need to transform and renew our mind.
叫我们能够查验神的旨意。
So that we can prove God's will.
叫我们能够照着神的旨意来养育我们的儿女。
According to God's will, we can raise our children.
不仅我们有这个天然原生家庭的影响。
Not only we are affected by our natural family.
一个没有奉献的基督徒，他常常也会效法这个世人的模样。
The one who did not offer themselves, they will imitate the world.
就世界上的人哈，他们怎么样把他们的孩子送去参加许多课外的学习？
However, the worldly people send their kids to learn many things.
我们也照样把我们的孩子呢，也送去参加许多课外的学习。
At the same time, token that we will send our kids to do those things.
有的学五六样东西。
Five or six things.
甚至有的人学七八样东西。
Even eight or seven different things.
就生怕我们的孩子，然后赶不上世上的世人的孩子。
We just want our children to be just like the worldly children.
结果弄得大人孩子都精疲力尽。
The kids and adults are all tired.
不仅没有时间读圣经。
They did not have time to study Bible.
常常到聚会里头也是累得半死。
They were so tired to in the meeting.
甚至因得太累。就不要来参加聚会。
Even they are so tired, they do not attend the meeting.
我讲一件真实的事情。
I'll tell you one
true story. 我听到我们那里啊，在主日学服事的老师们曾经这么说。
There's a teacher sharing about our Sunday school.
因为我们盼望小孩从小啊能够好好的读主的话。
We want our kids to learn the Bible from their young.
所以老师在主日学班上就跟孩子们说啊，我们要好好的来读圣经。
So the teachers tell the students that you need to read Bible.
然后就发了这个读经表。
To give them a schedule.
班上就有小孩子啊，小学生哈，他就举手了。
The elementary kids will raise their hands.
他跟老师说啊，我没时间参加。
They will say that I don't have time to read.
哎，我太忙了。
Because I'm so busy.
有好多课，好多学习要上。
I have so many different things to learn.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的侍奉吗？
Is this our service?
我们何等需要悔改在神的面前。
We need to repent before our God.
让我们看见，今天我们活着乃是为了侍奉神。
Today we live is to serve God.
今天我们活着乃是为了照着神的旨意来侍奉神。
We need to serve him according to his will.
我们不要觉得或是以为我们好像为神做了好多的事情。
Don't think that you have done many things for the Lord.
但是我们如果不是行在神的旨意中，
If we did not walk in his will.
如果我们不是照着神的旨意来侍奉，
If we did not serve according to his
will. 无论我们做了多少，
No matter how much we've done.
无论我们做了多好，
No matter how good it was.
都不能在神的面前算得数。
It still not be counted before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，愿今天我们还有机会。
May today we still have the opportunity.
我们能够回转过来。
We can turn.
我们真是能够回到神的面前。
Turn back to the Lord.
我们把自己奉献给神。
offer ourselves.
我们让圣灵在我们里面，在我们心思的里头来更新变化我们。
May the Holy Spirit renew and transform our mind.
好叫我们能够查验神的旨意。
So that we can prove His will.
并且照着神的旨意来侍奉。
And according to His will, we will serve.
因此，在我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后
，After we are saved,
第一件最重要的事情就是奉献。
The first and most important thing is to offer ourselves.
要将身体的主权转移给神。
Transfer our sovereignty to God.
圣灵就会在我们心思的里面来更新变化我们。
So the Holy Spirit will renew our minds and transform us.
这样我们的三观，就是讲到世界观、价值观、道德观呢，就会产生变化。
Our views of values and
the world
and the moral values
对，就会发生变化。
Will change.
我们从前觉得这个名利很重要，现在呢，当圣灵更新变化我们心思之后，我们就觉得不是那样的重要。
We thought the fame was very important. After the Spirit had changed us, we don't think of it lightly.
从前我们觉得这个工作还有这个成就感很重要。
We thought the work and the accomplishment is very important.
慢慢的我们会发现我们的保证，我们的满足都在于神。
Then we'll discover our assurance and satisfaction is in the Lord.
大家如果记得的话，王伯西弟兄在夏令会当中问了我们一个问题。
Maybe you remember what Brother Wang had asked us.
他说利未人有没有产业？
Does the Levites have inheritance?
弟兄姐妹，到底利未人有没有产业呢？
Does the Levites have inheritance?
那如果我们记得王弟兄的分享，应该是有的。
If you remember what he has shared, yes.
如果大家忘记了呢，大家回再上网去听一听。
Go back to listen to the messages.
在王弟兄的教导当中啊，我们发现利未人他有产业。
We discover Levites has inheritance.
而利未人最重要的产业是什么？
The most important is
就是神自己。
God Himself.
对不对？早晨我也要问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
This morning I want to ask brothers and sisters.
如果利未人的产业只有神自己，
If the inheritance of Levites is only God Himself，
姐妹，如果利未人他只有神自己作为他的产业，
If the inheritance of the Levites is God Himself，
你还愿意做利未人吗？
Are you willing to become a Levite？
你愿意以神单单以神为你的满足吗？
Are you willing to be satisfied only God Himself?
我知道上个主日在当伯这里有一个夏令会之后的交通分享聚会。
I know that we had a fellowship meeting last Sunday.
在西南区呢也有这样的一个交通分享聚会。
In the West Office Church, we had the same meeting.
其中有一位弟兄呢，他就分享到他在夏令会中啊，因着这个利未人的信息，他非常的得着激励，也感到振奋。
There's a brother shared that he was encouraged and in that summer's conference.
可是夏令会回来之后
，After we return,
他非常诚实的扪心自问。
He honestly and asked himself.
他说他觉得太难了。
He said it's so difficult.
他觉得自己实在是做不到。
He cannot become one.
我不晓得今天在当某弟兄姐妹中间，我们有没有这样的一个情形。
I don't know among brothers and sisters at Dumbo, you have the same feeling.
就当我们听到了这样利未人的信息，我们心里面实在是得到激励。
After we hear the message on Levites, we are encouraged.
我们都觉得做利未人实在是太好。
It's so good to become a Levite.
可当我们回来面对现实生活环境的时候
，But after we return into the reality of life，
我们想一想
，We think about it，
只有神做我的产业
，Only God Himself is my inheritance。
这样子行吗
？Is that enough？
是不是有弟兄姐妹感觉到这太难了
？Are there brothers and sisters think that it's too difficult？
而叫我们感到灰心失望。
And we become discouraged.
虽然利未人的信息非常的激励我们。
even though the message on the Levites are encouraging.
但是我们实在是做不到。
But we cannot make.
感谢主，没有让我们这位弟兄停留在灰心失望里头。
Thank the Lord, our brother was not discouraged and disappointed.
弟兄就和我们分享，后来圣灵如何在他里头更新变化他的心思。
Later, the Holy Spirit changed his mind and how the Holy Spirit reformed him.
圣灵就在里头让他想起了在他身边周围的一些弟兄姐妹，像见证人一样，像云彩围绕着他。
He was encouraged. He saw that all the witnesses around him surrounded as clouds.
他就先想到有一位弟兄。
He thought of one brother.
想到弟兄和他的孩子们。
And the brothers and his children.
他们是如何的在教会中忠心的侍奉神。
How they serve honestly in the church.
圣灵在叫他又想起了另外一家人。
And another family, the Holy Spirit reminded him.
他又想起另外一家人。
And he was reminded.
他再想起一家人。
Another family.
他想到在神的儿女们中间，的确有一些是像利未人一样来侍奉我们的神。
Among the children of God, there are Levites that serve God.
感谢神，弟兄他就得着圣灵的更新和激励。
Thank the Lord that He Holy Spirit had reformed him.
因此，我们何等需要将我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
We are needed to present our body as living sacrifice.
让圣灵在我们里心思里面来更新变化我们。
So the Holy Spirit will renew our mind and transform us.
叫我们能够查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
We can prove the desirable and acceptable and perfect will of God.
当圣灵更新变化我们的心思意念之后。
After the Holy Spirit has transformed us.
我们渐渐的就能够像保罗一样。
We can become just like Paul.
看万事如同粪土，为要得着基督为至宝。
See all things as rubbish to receive the excellency of God.
兄姐妹，保罗所说的这个话，我们很熟悉。
We are familiar with these words.
甚至有些时候，我们也因着这话的激励，我们也真是盼望说，我们能够看万事如同粪土。
With the encouragement of these words, we can see that all things is rubbish.
但我们发现啊，这个世上的事情啊，我们一样一样的看。
But one thing is after another on the earth.
我们越看越不像粪土。
The more things, they don't become rubbish.
每看一样呢，这就吸引了我们的心。
Every time we see one, it will draw our heart.
再看另外一样呢，我们的心又被吸引了。
Another one will draw our hearts too.
因着我们的心被世上许多事物的吸引。
Our hearts are tempted by everything on the earth.
我们就没有能够像保罗一样，
we cannot,
看基督为我们的至宝。
We cannot become like Paul to see the excellence of knowledge of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要借着将身体献上当作活祭。
We need to present our bodies as living sacrifice.
我们的心思才能够被圣灵来更新变化。
Then our minds can be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
我们就能够看见基督实在是我们所最爱的至宝。
Then we can see Jesus Christ is our precious.
在我们蒙恩得救之前，
Before we are saved.
我们也都和保罗一样。
We were just like Paul.
我们看重许多世人所看重的。
We emphasize on what the world emphasizes.
我们也宝贵世人所宝贵的。
We treasure what the world treasures.
在弟兄姐妹，今天我们已经蒙恩得救了。
But today we are saved by grace.
今天神已经将一个新的生命赐给我们。
Today God has given us a new life.
神也将他的灵放在我们里面。
Also He placed His Spirit in us.
当我们这样蒙恩得救之后，
After we are saved.
如果我们仍然看重从前所看重的，
If we still emphasize what we emphasized before.
如果我们仍然爱慕我们从前所爱慕的，
If we still love what we loved before.
我们如何能够好好的来侍奉神呢？
How can we serve God well?
我们怎么能够对得起神所赐给我们这么大的救恩？
How can we be worthy of His grace?
所以我们需要将自己来献给神。
We need to present ourselves.
好叫我们能够越过越明白神那个善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
So we can understand and prove the good and perfect and acceptable will of God.
而我们献上身体当作活祭的奉献，也不应该只是一次性的奉献，就是说我从前曾经奉献 给神。
The offering that we have present ourselves as living sacrifice not just once, but we need to continuously do that.
我们的奉献必须是持续不断的。
With the service, the offering is continuous.
好叫圣灵能够不断的来更新我们的心思和意念。
So the Holy Spirit will renew us continuously.
我们才能够一直的在神的旨意中来侍奉他。
So we can walk in the will of God.
其实在我刚信主的头一年，我就将自己献给神了。
The first year that after I was saved, I gave myself to God.
因为那时候那个主的爱实在是太强了。
At that time, the love of God is so strong.
我就向主有一个祷告。
I pray to him.
我说主啊，我愿意把我自己交给你。
I was willing to give myself to him.
如果你要带领我去中国去服事。
If you want to lead me to China to serve.
你要带我到印度去服事。
Or even serve in India.
甚至带我到非洲去，我都愿意。
Even to Africa, I'm willing.
那是我起初的奉献。
That is the service in the beginning.
但是我们看见我们要继续的在神面前不断更新我们的奉献。
We need to continuously renew our service.
不然的话，不知不觉我们又会开始照着自己的意思、自己的想法来侍奉神。
Otherwise, we will serve the Lord according to our will.
感谢神，他爱我们。
Thank the Lord, He loved us.
他不断的借着圣灵来带领我们。
Through the Holy Spirit, He continuously to lead us.
来提醒我们。
To remind us.
叫我们能够查验神的旨意。
So that we can prove His will of God.
叫我们能够一直来照着神的旨意，有讨他喜悦的侍奉。
So we can please have the service that pleases the Lord.
因着时间关系，我就很简单的和大家分享一下。那么究竟什么是神的旨意呢？
I just want to share with you what is the will of God.
很多时候，当基督徒想到神的旨意的时候，我们觉得神的旨意太多，神的旨意实在太难明白了。
Many times we think the will of God is so many and so difficult.
但是罗马书十二章第二节那边说到神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意，他所用的原文字呢，乃是一个单数的旨意。
But in Romans chapter 12 verse 2, the will of God is the singular form.
简单的说，也就是在罗马书十二章第五节那边所说的，神的旨意乃是要得着一个身子。
It's just like the verse 5 tells us that the will of God is to have one body.
就是要得着基督的身体。
It's the body of Christ.
也就是教会。
The church.
这是神最高最重要的那个旨意。
This is the uttermost, the most important will of God.
神要为他的儿子，就是我们主耶稣基督得着一个身体。
For his son to have a body.
这个身体呢，能够来发表主耶稣基督他生命那个丰满。
So this body will manifest the abundantness of Jesus Christ.
这个身体呢，能够来执行这个头的那个心意和那个权柄。
So this body will perform the will of what the head wants to do.
简单的说，
Simply put,
我们知道主耶稣从死里复活。
After Jesus was raised from the dead,
复活之后向门徒显现四十天之后，他就被接到天上去了。
He appeared to the disciples after 40 days.
所以我们知道今天荣耀的基督呢，他在天上。
So the glorious Christ is in heaven.
那他的身体呢？
And his body,
他的身体呢，就是教会。
The body is Christ.
也就是所有蒙恩受尽归基督的人呢，就是他的身体。
All those who are saved into his body, those are his body.
那这个身体呢，在哪里？
Where is this body?
在地上。
Is on earth.
所以今天世人看不见这位升天的主耶稣基督。
The worldly people cannot see the ascended Christ.
这个世人呢，他们不认识神。
The worldly people does not know God.
那今天世人如何能够认识神呢？
How can the world know God?
世人如何能够来接受主呢？
How can the people of the world accept God?
我们看见还是借着基督的身体。
It's through body of Christ.
就是今天还在地上的教会。
Is the earth on the church on earth?
所以我们看见今天神就是要借着基督的身体来发表基督。
Through the body of Christ, that he, the body, the Christ will be manifested.
并且来代表基督来遵行神的旨意。
And represent Christ to do the will of God.
所以今天我们基督徒的侍奉。
Today the service of Christians.
必须是在这个身体里面的侍奉。
Is to serve in this body.
当然我们知道这个基督的身体乃是一个宇宙性的身体。
We know the body of Christ is a universal body.
是包括历世历代。古今中外所有蒙恩得救的基督徒
It includes all the Christians that are saved by Christ
但这是神那个最荣耀的旨意
This is the glorious will of God
就是要借着基督的身体
Through the body of Christ
来发表神自己
To manifest God himself
来将神的生命能够发表并且流露在世人中间
So the life of God will be manifested and flow into the life of man
关于神的这个旨意呢我今天的分享只能停在这里
That's all I can share today
因此我们基督徒的侍奉我们必须要有这样一个清楚的认识
So for Christian who serves
就是我们不能离开这个身体来生活
We cannot leave this body to live.
我们也不能离开这个身体来侍奉。
We cannot leave the body to serve.
弟兄姐妹，你知道身体与尸体的不同在哪里吗？
Do you know the difference between a body versus a corpse?
大家知道吧？
I hope you know. 就生命。That is life.
有同样的这个身体啊，它有生命的时候，它是一个身体。
The body that has life is a body.
它能够说话，能够做事。
It can talk and do things.
它能够把这个生命发表出来。
And manifest this life.
如果这个身体没有了这个生命，
If this body does not have life,
就变成一个尸体。
It become a corpse.
不能说话。
Cannot talk.
不能做事。
Cannot do things.
不能侍奉。
Cannot serve.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天我们要能够活在身体里，在身体里面来侍奉，我们就必须要注重这个基督的生命。
We need to serve in this body. We need to emphasize on the life of Christ.
所以我们怎么知道我们是活在这个身体里呢？
How do we know that we are living in this body?
我们怎么知道我们的侍奉是在这个神的旨意里呢？
How do we know that we are serving in the will of God?
借着生命。
Through life.
借着我们作为基督身体的肢体呢，我们与这个头啊，与元首有一个生命的连结。
Being a member of this body, we are unified in this body.
有生命的交通。
We can fellowship in life.
就是刚刚弟兄所分享的。
It's just like our brother fellowship.
今天另外人的侍奉，最重要的一件事情就是怎么样，常常来亲近神。
Today's service of Levi is to be close to God.
就是亲近神呢，我们与这个身体的头啊，有一个生命的连结和交通。
When we are drawn near to the head, we have this fellowship of life.
不仅我们与头呢有生命的交通
，We can fellowship with the head.
我们还要与这个身体的其他肢体怎么样，也要有这个生命的交通。
We can fellowship in life with the other members.
这样才成为这个身体。
Then this body become a body.
这样这个身体才能够渐渐的长大。
Then this body will grow.
能够长成。被基督生命所充满的一个身体
grow into a body that is the fullness of Christ
弟兄姐妹盼望我们都能够记住这件事
I hope you all remember
没有一个肢体能够离开这个身体而继续的侍奉
Not one member can leave the body to serve
你能够想象你的手指头离开这个身体吗
Can you imagine your finger had left the body
你能够想象你非常有能力的脚离开这个身体吗
Can you imagine your powerful feet will leave the body
它还能够生活它还能够侍奉吗
Can it still serve
它还能够生活吗
Can it still live
不能的
No
就盼望我们能够注重这件事情
I hope that you will
今天我们的生活侍奉必须是在基督的身体里头
Today we live and serve is in the body of Christ
最后我们想分享一点
At last I want to share
就讲到这个随从圣灵的侍奉呢，才能产生一个生命的侍奉。
Only to serve by the leading of the Holy Spirit that we can perform service of life.
因为罗马书第八章告诉我们
，In Romans chapter 8,
随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
Those who live according to the spirit,
体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
The spiritual mind is life and peace.
所以看见今天基督徒的侍奉，它必须是一个生命的侍奉。
We see that our service today is a service of life.
那怎么样的侍奉才能带出一个生命的侍奉呢？
What kind of service can lead out a servants of life.
就是一个随从圣灵的侍奉。
It's a spiritual minded.
因为只有随从圣灵的才是生命，才是平安。
Only spiritual minded is life and peace.
这样的侍奉才能够讨神的喜悦。
This kind of service is acceptable to God.
因为只有圣灵知道神的意思。
Only the Holy Spirit knows the will of God.
里面很多时候我们这个小脑袋啊，我们要去明白，要去想象神的意思啊，常常我们弄不清楚。
Many times we use our mind to think what the will of God is.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
在每一个重生得救的基督徒里面，
In every born again Christian,
神都赐给我们圣灵。
God has given Holy Spirit to us.
这位圣灵保惠师住在我们里面。
The Comforter, Holy Spirit, is living in us.
他就是要在凡事上来教导我们。
In all manner, He will teach us.
教导我们遵行神的旨意。
Teach us to walk the will of God.
所以，当我们能够随从里面圣灵的感动和带领来侍奉。
When we can serve according to the Holy Spirit,
我们看见这样的侍奉呢，就带出生命来。
We see that the service will bring out life.
真正的侍奉
，the true service.
神所喜悦的侍奉
，the acceptable service.
乃是流露基督生命的侍奉
，is to flow out the life of Christ.
有姐妹，当然我们去侍奉，我们也会有一些外面做的事情。
Sometimes we need to do things.
比方说，我们去关心弟兄姐妹。
We care for brothers and sisters.
我们去看望弟兄姐妹。
We visit brothers and sisters.
在弟兄姐妹，请不要忘记。
Don't forget.
借着这些外面的服事。
Through the outer service.
最重要的一件事情，乃是要叫基督的生命能够被流露、被供应给弟兄姐妹们。
But the most important thing is to flow out the life of Christ and give the life of Christ to the brothers and sisters.
我相信在当某弟兄姐妹中间，并不例外。
I know there's no exceptions among us.
今天在许多聚会，在神的儿女们当中，都有许多大小的难处。
There are many difficulties among brothers and sisters.
有些难处是让我们感觉到说力不能伸。
Some matters we cannot support.
叫我们实在是感到无能为力。
We have no strength to support.
对弟兄姐妹，这些的环境和难处，并不是神要为难我们。
These environments and difficulties is not because God wants to put us on stress.
神乃是要带领我们来经历。
God wants us to experience.
经历什么呢
？What?
经历基督复活的生命。
Is to experience the renewing life.
弟兄姐妹，所有的问题。
All matters.
任何的难处
All difficulties.
唯有基督的生命能够解决这一切的问题
Only the life of Christ can resolve all problems.
所以我们何等盼望在我们的侍奉当中
We hope that in our service,
神能够从我们身上来流露基督那复活生命的大能
God can allow us to flow out the life of resurrection life.
所以在加拉太书经文就告诉我们
In the Galatians
他说凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了
Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires
这里说到一件事情
Here's tells us
就是我们那个天然的肉体啊，是神旨意最大的拦阻
Our natural flesh is the hindranceOf God's
因为我们这个肉体啊，它有很多想法，它有很多意见的。
Our flesh has many opinions and things.
我们若顺从我们的肉体
，If we obey our flesh，
我们就不能够遵行神的旨意。
Then we cannot walk in the will of God.
感谢神，这里神的话给我们看见解决这个肉体问题的一个宝贵的方法。
Here the God tells us that one way to resolve the problem
就是借着十字架。
Is through crucifixion.
因为神借着十字架，把我们肉体和肉体的邪情私欲一同钉在十字架上。
Because Christ has crucified the flesh and its passions and desires.
叫我们能够不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
So that we don't follow the flesh, but only follow the Holy Spirit.
所以加拉太书告诉我们，我们若靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
So Galatians tells us if we live in the Holy, the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
所以看见我们今天侍奉所根据的生命是从圣灵而来。
So today we see the servicing of life is from the Holy Spirit.
因为神借着圣灵把他的生命赐给了我们。
through the Holy Spirit, God gave us His life.
我们既然是靠圣灵得了这个新生命，
we have received a new life from the Holy Spirit.
主的话说，我们也当靠着圣灵来侍奉。
We also need to serve in the Spirit.
叫我们能够在我们一切的凡事上面，我们来学习顺从圣灵的带领。
In all matters, we will follow the Holy Spirit's leading.
借着靠着圣灵呢，能够在我们这些人身上能够产生一个生命的侍奉。
So through the Holy Spirit, there is service of life among us.
是为了建立基督的身体。
Is to establish, build up the body of Christ.
是为叫基督的生命能够更充满在神的儿女们里面，也在神的儿女们中间。
So the life of Christ will fill us among us.
弟兄姐妹，愿今天我们有机会侍奉神的时候，
when we have the opportunity to serve God,
我们不要注重外面的工作过于里面那个基督的生命。
Don't emphasize on the outer work more than the life of Christ.
因为真正讨神喜悦的侍奉，
because the service that pleases God,
乃是生命的侍奉。
Is the service of life.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
May God bless His words.
我们在一起低头有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，为我们所成就这伟大的救恩。
Lord, we thank you for what you have accomplished this great salvation.
叫我们今天能够靠着你的生命，我们能够来侍奉神。
Today, by your life, we can serve God.
也感谢你将宝惠师圣灵赐给我们。
And we thank you that you've given us the Holy Spirit.
在一切的侍奉上来指教我们。
In all service, He will guide us.
好叫我们的侍奉乃是流入主你自己的生命。
So that our service is to flow the life of Christ.
叫我们的侍奉是遵行父神的旨意。
So our service will walk in the will of God.
是讨神所喜悦的。
Is to please God.
主，愿你帮助我们。
May you help us.
主，既然在我们这些人身上开始了善工，
that you have begun the work among us.
信实的主也必亲自的来成就这工。
The faithful Lord will complete the work among us.
叫颂赞荣耀都归给那爱我们的神。
And give you all the thanks and praise.
愿你得荣耀。
And you be glorified.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.